With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Chicago-born Cardinal Robert Prevost has been elected the first American Pope in history. Correspondent Giovanna Del Orto reported earlier from St. Peter's Square as the white smoke from the chimney of the Sistine Chapel indicated his election.
Just behind me, St. Peter's Square has been erupting in cheers and applause. People are crying, people are clapping, they're watching the smoke pouring out into this beautiful afternoon's blue sky. We're sure that hundreds, maybe thousands, tens of thousands more people will be streaming in to see what's going to happen next and catch the first glimpse of the new Pope who has just been elected.
69-year-old Cardinal Robert Prevost, a missionary who has spent his career ministering in Peru and leads the Vatican's powerful office of bishops, elected the first American Pope in the 2,000-year history of the Catholic Church. He will take the name Leo XIV. During the early moments of a trade deal announcement, Britain's Prime Minister Keir Starmer joined President Trump in a conference call.
It's been an honor doing business with all of them, and in particular the Prime Minister. And I'd like to introduce him now to say a few words. Mr. Prime Minister, please take it away.
Thank you, Mr. President, Donald. And this is a really fantastic, historic day in which we can announce this deal between our two great countries.
The announcement of the deal coincides with the U.S. and U.K. honoring the anniversary of the Allied victory in World War II. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell last week. Jobless claim applications fell by 13,000 to 228,000, according to the Labor Department. On Wall Street, stocks are sharply higher, the Dow adding 650 points. This is SRN News. A conference on pedophilia has just wrapped up.
It was organized by a group called Before You Act, which has a goal of rebranding the disorder as merely another kind of, quote, sexual orientation. The conference was aimed at licensed therapists and other mental health professionals in hopes of convincing them that pedophiles or minor attracted persons are an oppressed sexual minority. Critics have warned for years that the ever-expanding LGBTQIA category would eventually include pedophiles. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
There will be some familiar faces on President Trump's new Religious Liberty Commission. Samaritan's Purse President Franklin Graham, one of them, as is Salem Radio Network talk show host Eric Metaxas. Dr. Ben Carson, who served as Secretary of Housing and Urban Development in the first Trump administration, will be vice chair of the commission. Behind Chairman Dan Patrick, the Lieutenant Governor of Texas. This is SRN News. The TSA Federal Security Director for New Jersey, Thomas Carter, says there's a reason why we now have real IDs for airport security.
After 9/11, the 9/11 Commission convened, and one of their key recommendations was to improve identification of those using the air transportation network. And so this Real ID Act was signed in 2005. We've been endeavoring to launch it since then.
That new rule went into effect yesterday. In health news, a U.S. government study provides the most complete picture yet of early-onset cancers, defined as cancer diagnosed before age 50. Scientists found the largest increases in early-onset cancers were in breast, colorectal, kidney, and uterine cancers. About 63% of the early-onset cancers were among women. Explanations will take more research, but the rise in obesity is one leading theory. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.